Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on the news you might have missed over the weekend. Someone stole flags from a display in front of the Luzerne County Courthouse, and the county manager wants that person found and prosecuted. And Scranton's mayor wants a public hearing to make sure electrical line improvements won't cause more stormwater issues in the city. It's Monday, August 31st. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with Luzerne County. County officials say someone stole flags from a patriotic display on the county courthouse lawn. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the details.
Luzerne County Manager Romilda Crocomo says a display of flags on the county courthouse lawn in Wilkes-Barre is shaped like the United States and intended to commemorate several landmark anniversaries this year.
We have a lot of flags out there for the America 250 and the Pennsylvania 250 celebration. And we were really keeping the flags out through September because, of course, we have our 240th anniversary for Luzerne County. We have September 11th, so we were going to keep the display up until the end of September.
The display is still there, but it's smaller than it had been. That's because someone stole the Luzerne County flag and several American flags earlier this month.
I was notified that the Luzerne County flag was missing, and we thought maybe a department needed the flag for something else.
A screenshot from surveillance footage appears to show a person on a bicycle approaching the display on the afternoon of August 22nd. Crocomo called the thefts a disgrace.
An insult not only to the Luzerne County community and the residents, but an insult to our servicemen and women who fought for our freedom.
Crocomo said she has directed county officials to turn the footage over to law enforcement, and she is asking that whoever is responsible be identified, charged, and fully prosecuted. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find this full story with surveillance photos at WVIA.org. In Scranton now, PPL Electric Utilities plans to upgrade century-old transmission lines that run through towns near the border of Lackawanna and Luzerne counties. That includes Scranton, and the city's mayor, Paige Cognetti, says the project could threaten years of stormwater management work in the city. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more.
Cognetti sent a letter to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, called DEP, to request a public hearing on the tentative water discharge permit the department issued to the electric company. PPL says it plans to rebuild just over 7 miles of existing overhead electric transmission line. Called the Stanton Summit Project, it would impact around 72 acres of land in not just Scranton, but also Taylor, Ransom Township, Duryea, and Exeter. PPL says the line has exceeded its expected service life, and that investing now helps avoid costly repairs and increased outage risks in the future. The mayor says, quote, potential new stormwater runoff created by the project could negatively impact the areas around Kaiser Creek. Cognetti also says in her letter that the utility company's application was deficient. PPL says it will continue to work with DEP throughout the review of its application. I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. We're getting outside for this next story. Two sisters from Newton Township completed Girl Scout Gold Award projects at a park in Lackawanna County. Over 6 years, Faith and Grace Bennett worked to develop a peaceful community space in nature. WVIA's Sydney Alabaugh has more.
Away from the athletic facilities and fishing docks at Hillside Park is a serene nook tucked along the lakeside walking trail. Some parkgoers stepped off the wooden path to take photos on a large stone labyrinth. Others exclaimed at the sight of the surrounding garden space, featuring plants, wooden sculptures, and a gazebo.
Oh my goodness, it's gorgeous!
That was Holly McDonald, a Dalton resident, who stopped while walking her dog. Faith Bennett told McDonald that she and her sister Grace Bennett worked to develop the area over the past several years as part of their Girl Scout Gold Award projects. The Gold Award is the highest and most prestigious achievement in Girl Scouts. It requires completing an extensive community project. Faith got her idea for her labyrinth project in 2020 after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I wanted to create an outdoor meditational outlet for the community that they could go to as a holistic way to kind of help ease their mind through the isolation that came from COVID.
Faith and Grace frequented Hillside Park since childhood and thought it was in need of a quiet space to view the lake. Fundraising, excavation, and labyrinth kit installation took years. Faith says she now commonly sees people enjoying the space.
Ever since then, the community has shown a lot of support for the project, and they've been utilizing it and have given so much encouragement to it, and it's just really great and fulfilling to see how much of an impact it's made.
Faith earned her Gold Award in 2023, the same year her sister earned her Silver Award. Grace's Silver Award project was a memorial pathway beside the labyrinth.
I wanted to create it, again, as my sister said, this was done during the times of COVID, and people were experiencing a lot of loss within the community with loved ones. So I wanted to create an area where people could get a paver donated in memory of their loved ones, and they could just come here and enjoy the area.
For her Gold Award project, Grace added an environmental sustainability garden, featuring several plant species alongside the path to create a safe space for animal pollinators.
I created this garden mainly because pollinators in our area are severely at risk. So I figured creating this would be a way to educate my community on really how much of an impact that these pollinators such as bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds truly have in our environment.
Grace says her sister helped inspire her project. It builds upon the relaxing vibe of the labyrinth to allow for further mindfulness.
And it just makes you think of how much you have to appreciate around you.
Grace's project also features a little information library, a gazebo, and two benches made from 2,000 pounds of plastic she collected. One bench is dedicated in memory of her classmate, Autumn Beamer. Grace's final project report was just approved, and she will receive her Gold Award pin next year. Both sisters thanked several people for their support along the way, including their mother, Denise Bennett.
I am beyond proud of both of my girls.
Reporting in South Abington Township, I'm Sydney Alabaugh, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sydney. Grace is still accepting donations for her project. Find a link to donate with this full story at WVIA.org. One last thing for this Monday. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, August 31st through September 6th. In 1869, this is the week a fire breaks out at the Avondale Colliery in Luzerne County. Many miners are trapped. The eventual death toll is 110 lives lost. 1906, two Pennsylvania state troopers are killed in the line of duty, a first for the Commonwealth. It happens in Jefferson County as they attempt to make an arrest. It's the week in 1945 that Japan formally surrenders to the Allies, bringing an official end to World War II. 1985, a joint French-U.S. expedition locates the wreck of the Titanic 13,000 feet below the surface of the North Atlantic Ocean. And in 1997, Diana, Princess of Wales, is killed in a car crash in Paris, along with two other people in the vehicle. She is just 36 years old. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.